This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, generosity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of generosity in the Islamic lifestyle. We see that according to the Islamic teachings, it is praised to be generous, and the generosity is being praised in the Islamic teachings. Whereas there is another character which is known as niggardliness, and this is known as a bad quality, which is the opposite of generosity. Now, why generosity is being praised? It is because that when someone is living a social life, he has family, he has friends, he has parents, he's working obviously in a society where there are other groups of people, there are some needy people. And if the person is not generous and he does not show the generosity, then obviously the society does not advance. For the advancement of the society, for the advancement of the people, in order to show the respect to other people, to humanity, it is necessary for people to be generous and to show the generosity. And that's why we see that who shows generosity, they are praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ahlul Bayt or the Prophet, they have praised the one who had the generosity. But on the other hand, those who were niggardless, those who showed the niggardliness, they were known as someone who has destroyed the dignity, the one who destroyed the honor of the others, and those who have oppressed the others. So therefore, it is necessary to have the generosity in our routine life, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of generosity in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is praised to be generous and the generosity has been praised in the Islamic teachings. The reason is that the person who shows the generosity, obviously he helps people, he helps his family members. But this generosity also have limits. The open-handedness, or to be an open hand, it has the limits. We should not cross those limits and become extravagant, which is known as musrif, the one who wastes. So we should not perform the extravagancy. Rather, we need to preserve this generosity within its limits. On the other hand, it is also said to beware of being niggardly. The reason is that the niggardly always has been the main cause of destruction for those who were before us in the nations. When we look at the Quranic teaching, it is said that those who were before us, it was the cause of destruction for them. The reason is that it orders them to say or tell lies, and they obeyed. It orders them to oppress the others, and therefore we see that they have oppressed them by stopping giving people, by stopping giving charities, by stopping helping their family members. And also it orders them to ignore the family ties, and that's why we see that they did not have the family ties. Their family were oppressed. The society, their neighbors were oppressed. The poor and needy people were oppressed. And wherever there was a need, they lied and they refused to help people. Therefore, we must have the generosity and avoid the niggardliness so that we can have a good society that is going towards the perfection, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.